In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, it is we who sent down the Quran, and we watch over it, says God the Mighty, the Wise. Great Iranian nation, great Islamic Ummah, the insane, revolting insult to the Holy Quran in America, an incident occurring under the security provided by the U.S. police, is a major tragic event that cannot be considered merely as the foolish act of a few worthless mercenaries. This is a calculated act by those who since years ago have put Islamophobic and anti-Muslim policies on their agenda and have tried to combat Islam and the Quran in numerous ways by resorting to myriad propaganda means and campaigns. This is another link in a chain of shameless measures launched with the blasphemy of Salman Rushdie, the apostate, followed by the insult of the base Danish caricaturist, tens of anti-Islamic movies produced in Hollywood, and now crowned by this disgusting show. Who and what is behind such evil acts? Looking into this trend of evil, as manifested in recent years in atrocious operations in Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, Lebanon, and Pakistan, leaves no doubt that it is designed and masterminded by heads of world imperialism and Zionist think tanks which have the highest degree of influence in the government, the military, and security agencies of the United States, as well as Britain and some other European countries. These are the ones at whom the finger of suspicion of independent truth-finding groups and individuals is pointed in the case of the attack on the Twin Towers on September the 11th. The then president of the U.S., a criminal, was provided with the pretext to invade Iraq and Afghanistan. He declared a crusade and, reportedly, said yesterday that with the church entering the stage of the crusade has truly begun. What is aimed at through the recent repulsive incident is, on the one hand, to take the confrontation with Islam and Muslims to the populace and the Christian community, to give it a religious coloring and entrenching it with religious zeal and sentiment by involving the church and, on the other, to divert the attention of the Muslim nations, enraged and hurt by this hideous effrontery, from the issues and developments in the Muslim world and the Middle East. This vengeful act is not the beginning of a trend, but another stage in the long history of antagonizing Islam, headed by Zionism and the U.S. government. Now all the heads of world hegemony and impiety are ranked against Islam. Islam is the religion of human liberation and spirituality, and the Quran is the book of compassion, wisdom, and justice. It is incumbent upon all free-spirited people of the world and all the followers of the Abrahamic religions to side with the Muslims in countering this heinous anti-Islamic policies and acts. Empty, deceitful words cannot exonerate the leaders of the U.S. government from this charge of involvement in this ugly phenomenon. For years, those things held sacred by millions of oppressed Muslims in Afghanistan and Pakistan, in Iraq, in Lebanon and Palestine, have been desecrated, all the rights and the dignity trampled on. Hundreds of thousands have been killed, tens of thousands of men and women captured and tortured, thousands of children and women kidnapped, and millions injured and made homeless. All victimized for what? And with these wrongs, why does the Western media represent Muslims as violence incarnate and Islam and the Quran as a menace to humanity? How can one believe that this vast conspiracy could be made possible without the support and involvement of the Zionist circles in the U.S. government? O Muslim brethren and sisters in Iran and all over the world, it is necessary to draw the attention of all to the following points. First, this incident and similar ones show that what is now being targeted by the global hegemony and world imperialism are the very foundations of the dear Islam and the Holy Quran. They manifest enmity of the arrogant world powers towards the Islamic Republic of Iran. The claim of the end of Islam is a big lie, a satanic Islam, whoever believes in it, and whatever blacks against Islam and Muslims. The light of Islam has been shining brighter in the world and even in the West. Stems from the fact that the Islamic Ummah to free itself of the shackles of two centuries of colonialism and interference. The incident of insulting the Quran and the great prophet of Islam, despite all its bitterness, bears great tidings. The bright sun of the Quran will shine brighter than ever. Third, we should all know that this incident has nothing to do with Christianity and the Church. A few foolish and mercenary priests as those of Christians and churchmen. We Muslims will never commit similar acts against what is held sacred in other religions. Conflict between Muslims and Christians on a popular scale is what our enemies and the stagers of this insane show are after. What the Quran teaches us is diametrically opposed to this. Fourth, today the protests of all Muslims are directed at the U.S. government and American politicians. If they are honest in their claim of not being involved in this, they must duly punish the main planners and operators of this heinous crime who have hurt the feelings of 1.5 billion Muslims the world over. And peace is on him who follows piety. Sayyid Ali Khamenei.